and welcome to another great day of talk radio. Thanks for tuning in. AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090, the only talk radio in the Bakken. This is the What's On Your Mind preview. Next hour we'll be joined three other stations so we can broadcast all across the Northern Plains with What's On Your Mind. Steve Bakken will be in here in just a little bit. We'll do a little preview of what's to come on the program. Corey Fong will join us, state tax commissioner, to talk about this revving, roaring North Dakota economy. In fact, I misspoke yesterday. I was talking about 9% growth. We had a Reuters reporter on, and I said, what other state wouldn't want 9% growth? Guess what? That was just the fourth quarter. The actual annual growth was north of 20%. Just phenomenal. So we're going to talk about that. Tom Campbell will join us. He's a state senator. He's also a potato farmer and a real civic leader in Grafton, North Dakota. They have a health fair going on today at the Grafton Developmental Center. So he's going to tell us a little bit about that facility and the role it plays in North Dakota health care. And we'll talk about potato harvest and how that's coming along, because obviously it's been wet. And, you know, also that's one of the reasons we have the economy we have. This is agriculture without question. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit about all that and more coming up on the program we call What's On Your Mind Today. Right now I want to run through some of the headlines, some of the things that are making news with my colleague, Mark Scoggerbo. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I am above average.
Mark is the host of the Common Sense Club, the chairman of the Common Sense Club. Now that I have this new role as co-host of What's On Your Mind, each and every weekday morning. And so Mark will be here a little later on the program as well, hosting his own show, but joins me in this hour each and every morning as we run through the headlines and we talk a little sports. And but let's start with the news. Shall we start with the news?
Well, yes.
Do you worry about West Nile virus? Is that something?
Well, is that caused if horse bites you or if mosquitoes bite you?
Mosquitoes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do they bite the horse? No, that was sleeping. That was equine fever, wasn't it? Is that, do horses carry it? There's something like this that the horses carry, and I think, is Nile another word for equine fever? I don't know. Somewhere I got a horse in my head. Maybe it was a horse fly.
I don't know. I can't help you out there. All I know is that since 2002, there have been nearly 1,400 recorded cases of the West Nile virus in North Dakota.
And really? How many died?
It's that time of year again, West Nile season. July and August is the peak time, by the way, because that's mosquito peak time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of the things I liked about when I moved to Texas by San Antonio in Austin. Never had a mosquito bite. It was a welcome relief.
Wow. You asked how many people died. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if the health officials have an exact number on that. Obviously, it's a small number that ended up dying as a result, but nonetheless.
But they get terribly sick.
Yeah, in fact, I'm looking at a story from the Bismarck Tribune here today that tells the story of a 58-year-old husband, father, and grandfather from Wishick, North Dakota. And he got West Nile back in August of last year. And it was a Thursday night. He started to feel ill. At first, his family thought he was suffering from the flu. As his symptoms became worse, he was taken to the hospital, eventually St. Alexis in Bismarck. By Saturday, he was in a coma.
Oof.
An intensive care unit, put on a ventilator. So again, Thursday night, starts to feel ill. Saturday, in a coma. The family goes from thinking he had flu to gathering all the family together on Sunday because they didn't know how much longer he'd last. Every hour, things deteriorated. He did make it through the night, came out of his coma after a week or so, but he never left the hospital or came off the ventilator. And after leaving his house that August weekend, he never got the chance to go back. He died in February.
Oh, my.
After a several-month battle with the virus.
This is really serious. I'm glad we were kind of raising that awareness.
So, you know, again, for most people that they get West Nile, the result is obviously not that dire. And in its mildest form, it's basically like the flu, a fever, a headache. But anyway, it's that time of year, so we'll start talking about that.
I know again. How I got confused about the horses. It was sleeping sickness, and the mosquitoes, like in Houston and in Bayou and hot tropical, semi-tropical places, the horses would get bit and bite the people.
Yeah.
That's where that came from.
Sure, I understand. North Dakota's economy, I think, as we touched on earlier, is just the big story of the day, because you have Corey Fong and these numbers again that just are, I don't know, staggering is what I would call the numbers. When you think about that level of growth, when you think about, 25% is it 25 or 28? I forget the exact number. We're going to go through the numbers today. Increase in taxable sales.
It's just fantastic.
My favorite example is Williston with $3 billion in taxable sales and purchases. Okay,
$3 billion.
Yeah, and this is a community of maybe 20,000 some. Okay.
Yeah, up from 10 pretty quickly.
And here you have a community of 105,000 in Fargo that is underperforming Williston. I mean, that just gives you a sense of what, the rocket fuel that is the oil and gas.
Well, think of the spendable income of a 22-year-old that's making $100,000 a year and he has no attachments.
Pretty phenomenal. Bars. Did you know North Dakota leads the U.S. in ratio of bars to residents?
That's right.
One bar for every 1,620 North Dakotans. This is according to a former Fargo-Moorhead analysis of U.S. Census Bureau patterns and data from 2011 that narrowly beats out neighboring Montana, puts North Dakota well above Minnesota, which is 17th. Is this a good thing?
Well, the thing is about North Dakota, a lot of people can walk to their bar and home, so there's not as many drunken driving accidents as in some states.
So you don't think it's... we ought to, stop the presses or anything. Four editorials were written about this today, talking about how many bars are enough. How many bars are enough?
Well, as long as alcohol is legal, let the free market world take care of it.
They call it another indication of a booze-loving culture that won't be changing soon, no matter the pain and trauma caused by alcohol abuse. The state is number one in the nation in ratio of bars to residents. A ranking that is no reason to celebrate.
But it goes to show you that it's better to have bars that people go to because they're happy than in Detroit in places where they're sad.
Yeah, and I also think there's a neighborliness.
In
other words, people abusing alcohol is a bad thing. People abusing cigarettes is a bad thing. People
Absolutely.
Abusing drugs is a bad thing. But I think the vast majority of people are able to use these products responsibly. So I don't have the sky is falling mentality. That this is somehow a bad thing. I think this is, this is entrepreneurship. This is people saying, I want to have a little watering hole for people to be able to come in and visit with their neighbors. So,
but you really struck on something, neighborliness. I've lived in big cities where you don't even know your neighbors. And North Dakota and Minnesota, rural parts of the country, really care about each other. And they might want to meet and throw some darts or shoot a game of pool. Or neighborliness is a big part of it.
Yeah, I think that's as much a sign of that than it is. A culture of booze loving.
I bet you most North Dakotans know more people than most New York City people. Many more, maybe two or three times as many people where they know something about them.
Maybe this is the reason we have such a huge growing economy. We have more bars than anywhere else. Everybody thought it was oil and agriculture. Here it's watering holes.
Well, I saw a watering hole that called itself the Lube Stop.
By the way, I'm joking, obviously, but if the forum was correct that this is a part of our booze loving culture, then I think that this would be some sort of boon. I don't think it is. Anyway, I didn't really like the answer that Michelle Bachmann's opponent in the last election gave in answer to the question, "What does this mean for you now?" Okay, this is another big story. Obviously, politically, nationally, Michelle Bachmann announcing that she will not seek re-election for her seat. Here's what he said when asked, what does this mean for you?
Well, we're all happy. This is a good day for America. Quite frankly, there's no room for a theocracy. We're a democracy. We're a people that come together, and everybody in America should have the same rights and the same dignity and same opportunities. And the message that Michelle Bachmann and some of the far-right folks are saying just doesn't resonate, and it shouldn't. And I think it's a good day for America, quite frankly, that the people have spoken, even in a district like the 6th District of Minnesota, the people want to change. They don't want this anymore. And
why have an election? Cancel the election. The people have spoken. The arrogance there is pretty staggering, isn't it, Mark?
The hatred for God is pretty staggering. The hatred for God. Theocracy means she does not ever impose her Wisconsin Synod Lutheran beliefs on anybody. How many people even knew what they were? She believes, like George Washington did, that God is providential and he cares. And Madison, the father of our Constitution, believed that maybe the Ten Commandments really mattered, that God is real and cares about us.
But I think because she is not afraid let folks know she's a believer, that somehow she's to folks like Jim Graves, you know.
It shows his true
radical,
color.
Radical.
You know? It shows his true color. She's one of the most loving. She shows by example local control.
And I think also she represents really the values of a lot of folks.
Most people.
Maybe not folks in the Twin Cities that go to cocktail parties at Jim Graves Hotel, but the vast majority of folks, I completely agree. All right, we'll tell you about the disaster declaration that President Obama has approved based on Governor Dalrymple's request and other news headlines coming up. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service, providing experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, I came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesset Consulting Service as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well site geology and mud logging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mud logging, a well site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew. And we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesset Consulting Service at BakkenBeacon.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
This is What's on Your Mind, the preview show. I'm Scott Hannon, along with Steve Bakken, who joins me. And coming up about 40 minutes from right now, we'll be joined by KFIRE 550, KCJB, 910 a.m. out of Minot, as well as KLTC and Dickinson, joining the flag east and west. And we'll be tackling a couple of, we'll be tackling a lot of topics today on the program. But we'll also be, can you not hear, Steve?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, now you can hear.
Yeah, much better.
Steve Bakken is here. Hello, Steve. How are you?
I am just fine.
A couple of guests that will be joining us. One is Corey Fong, state tax commissioner.
We're in the money. We're in the money.
Yeah, and I think this is it's just incredible is what it is. Now, I want to pour through these numbers a little bit with him and dig into them a little bit. But one question I have, I'm no mathematician. But yesterday on the program, you know, I mentioned that we had the fellow on from Reuters, and we were talking about statewide impacts from oil and gas development. And I think, actually, you can make a pretty good case that one of the reasons we have the robust economy in every corner of North Dakota is obviously oil and gas development. It's taking us to a different level.
But we have a diverse economy.
We do.
And that's what Ernie pointed out yesterday from Thomson Reuters, was we do have an incredibly diverse economy here.
Although not as diverse, he claimed, as other states, because we rely so heavily on ag and energy.
But I think we're at a precipice right now, though. I mean, manufacturing is number three in North Dakota. We're at a point right now where we should probably take some of this economic development money and some of the bounty that we have and start putting it into other investments. Maybe that's what the Legacies Fund's for. You know, start growing that economy in other sectors. So at some point, we know things are going to level off a little bit. And when they do start leveling off, isn't it kind of nice to have a diverse portfolio?
I don't see percentages here, but in looking at 2011 and 2012 as an example, retail trade was number one, with $6 billion in our economy. That's up from $5.5 billion in 2011. Number two was wholesale trade, so just about six, up from $4.3 billion. That's a big, big jump. Number three is oil and gas, mining and oil extraction. That's the number three bucket. But obviously, retail trade and wholesale trade are driven by what?
Oil and gas.
And then you get into everybody being in a group that's pretty darn close after you get from those top three. Let's see here. Probably go next to financial, insurance, real estate, rental, and leasing. Again, though, a derivative of a lot of what's happening in the
oil. Derivative of a healthy economy.
Yeah.
A lot of that grows off of a healthy economy.
Then next you would have transportation and warehousing. You have accommodation and food services. It looks like that's a new category, or we don't have a 2012 number there, not sure why. And then what am I missing? Construction. Manufacturing, construction, transportation, warehousing, financial, insurance, real estate, rental and leasing, accommodation and food services are all lumped in together on those other factors. But the growth is just, in every category is just phenomenal.
Where are bars?
You know, I don't know.
Where does that fall on there?
But, I guess if I was to believe the forum editorial, the reason we have a growing economy is because we have too many darn bars. And they call it part of our booze-loving culture.
Number one per capita.
Now, do you think we have a booze-loving culture, or do you think we just like our neighbors?
We like our neighbors. We're friendly.
I think quite honestly, the amount of bars is more of a sign of our neighborliness than it is a...
It's a gathering place in a lot of small communities.
Right. And look, do people abuse alcohol? Absolutely. Do we want to belittle that in any way? No, of course not. I mean, I agree it can be a problem, and any time it's abused, it is very dangerous, whether it be, repeat offenders that lead to DUIs or whatever. Not in any way. But honestly, the vast majority of people who consume alcohol do it responsibly. So I don't think this is a pox in our house.
I can prove, and this is how you go to most small towns, small communities out in the hinterland in North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana as well, Minnesota. Every small town in an agriculture area, you've got one grain elevator, you've got a Senex or a convenience store gas station, you've got a bar. Every little town's got a bar, but you have two churches. Now, maybe if the churches were open 24 hours, people wouldn't go to the bars as much. But there's always two churches. So, see, we're just being neighborly, and you can't gather at a church when it's closed.
Well, you can in some of them. You know, in a lot of churches, you can, you know. Churches don't close, right? And usually there's...
Not in small towns, though. Usually they don't.
The member of a clergy that's there, unless they're serving some other, you know, particular city or church. But, yeah, you can get to most.
Yeah, I want to go into some of those numbers and see where we are per capita for churches.
That's a good question.
In people.
That'd be a good question.
Start looking at what we have in North Dakota that we're number one or in the top five per capita. We're number one in jobs. We're up there with the economy. I believe number one with the economy. Okay, we're number one with bars. I'm sure we're pretty close with churches. I would almost guarantee top five.
It's a good point. I mean,
there's a lot of things we're number one per capita.
Let's put this in context before we go thinking that somehow we're headed for Sodom and Gomorrah days. I'm with you. What else? Oh, the other guests besides Corey Fong, and we'll unpack the numbers for you in North Dakota's robust economy. North Dakota State Senator Tom Campbell will join us. And there is a health fair going on at the North Dakota Developmental Center in Grafton today, so we'll talk a little bit about that. Tom is a state senator. from Grafton, but he's also a potato farmer, banker, and business owner. So we'll get his take on the economy. We'll also talk about our planting season. Which
I want to ask him if he got a crop in this year.
Yeah, because the potato planting has been disrupted by our weather, like many other.
And if he didn't, it's a good thing we have a farm bill, right? That safety net for our agriculture.
Yeah, it would be interesting to ask him about that, too.
Uh-huh. So,
anyway, he will be a guest on the program as well. As far as the questions on the economy, will it slow down? Is the Forum editorial right or wrong about our booze culture? Booze-loving culture? How much planning have you have left? And do you have left? Are you done? You know, where are you at? How much is the weather disrupting your planning? Those are a couple of questions we're going to tackle. And Michelle Bachmann, retiring. One of the questions we have on our Facebook page, do you think Michelle Bachmann is an asset to the Republican Party? I think she is. I don't think the Republican Party knows it, unfortunately, but I do believe she is.
Well, let me ask you this question. Do you think Sarah Palin is an asset to the Republican Party? Because they do get lumped in together quite often.
I do. And again, I don't necessarily think the party realizes that, right? I don't think they see that as, I think you need Michelle Bachmann, you need Sarah Palin to, remember to stay true to your conservative roots. And I think they provide that in a very good way.
Well, this brings up another question, though. There's been a lot made about Governor Chris Christie and his quote-unquote bromance with Barack Obama. Now, I think he's acting in good faith as a governor, supporting the people that he was elected by in a dire time with Hurricane Sandy. He's doing his job. His job's not to be that political right now. His job is to get New Jersey back on track financially, economically, and repair that devastation. A lot in the media and the Republican Party are taking him to task for being chummy with President Barack Obama. That's his job as governor, to do what's in the best interest of his state after a disaster in his state.
These and other topics on What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken coming up on the program. Stay tuned. 66 in Fargo right now, by the way. 50 degrees in Tioga at this hour. 55 in Williston. More showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. Big surprise there. Tell you more about that. And sports coming up. Don't go away.
Listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too.
We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Keeping it on till the day stays strong. Rolling till the nighttime blaze is on. All along, I keep singing my song. I say, this phase is over.
That's the Aaron Hicks theme song right there. Jumping up and down, all fired up, excited. You like this Aaron Hicks, don't you, a lot?
Oh, and so does the Duno. The Duno was just waving and screaming when Hicks dove.
Who's the Duno?
The Duno is a wild pitcher that has figured out if you hit enough people, they'll be scared of you, and you'll be able to strike out them and have them hit weakly ground balls. He hit three people last night. The Duno got to the eighth inning for the first time for the Twins in quite a while and won the game.
This is the place each morning where we get you up to date on everything you need to know on the key sports stories of the day, and Aaron Hicks being a new phenom for the Minnesota Twins. He's sort of the one shining light right now, for the Twins so far. But he's a bright star so far. A silver lining in an otherwise cloudy season.
And hope it's not a shooting star. But he looks to me, when you think that the first year of the Kirby Puckett, I think he only got two home runs. Hicks struck out almost every time he went up to bat. Couldn't hit a curveball for the first month. Tom Brunansky just absolutely drilled and drilled and drilled him. He just got his sixth home run last night. Their death-defying grab in center field to rob another run. And for two nights in a row, he's been the major spark plug for Twins victories. They've won three in a row.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Three in a row.
Yeah.
Which, when you consider, 10 losses in a row?
They lost 10 in a row. Now they're 4 out of 5. They've gone from last place with some distance to they've crept ahead of Kansas City because Kansas City lost.
Who the Twins play tonight?
They get to play one more with the Brewers.
All right.
At home.
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. They've won 3 in a row off Milwaukee.
And Milwaukee's kind of a rival.
They are. You know, look at how crazy the Pack and the Vikings get. The Brewers and the Twins aren't that vociferous, but there's intense neighboring state rivalry.
How about that?
Something about hockey. We're down to the four teams that won the last four Stanley Cups are in the finals. And, you know, Chicago in a overtime came from down 3-1 and won their fourth game. Took it to 7, won in an overtime. Can you imagine how crushed and blue they are in St. Louis? You know, it's just, Detroit.
In Detroit, yeah. I don't care much, do you?
I do. I'm afraid that it really, my heart started to turn. First of all, living in Grand Forks, UND really got me interested in hockey. But what really got me wild was the United States Olympic team in 1980. And ever since then, I've watched more and more. I never played hockey growing up, played basketball. But no, I'm a super Wild fan now.
But to me, Chicago beats the Wild, right?
Yep.
And Chicago led, by the way, by a captain, Jonathan Toews. It was a University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux product. I'm all in Blackhawks here. I'm happy that Detroit... is eliminated.
Yep.
And especially in the fashion in which Chicago did it.
Just great tenacity. Very rare to come back from 3-1 in, in the best of seven series.
And anyway. The story of the finals right now.
They are, and there's only four teams left. They got to go against Los Angeles, and then we got the Pittsburgh.
The Penguins?
And the Penguins in Boston. The Bruins are going to bang it away in the Eastern Conference to see who fights for the Stanley Cup. And then we've got something that's happening. You know, I talk about the tipping point in politics and war. The Pacers are beginning to believe they can win. They are going toe-to-toe. They're 2-2 with with Miami, who everybody thought was a slam dunk to repeat, but boy, they are looking good. And in the wings, resting a very focused and pretty intense San Antonio Spurs teams that think this might be their swan song.
You better explain the tipping point.
Tipping point is a point at which something can't happen unless a few things happen. You cannot win unless you believe you can win, whether it's a political battle, a military battle, or sports. The Pacers are beginning to believe they can win. This means it is possible. It's got to be in your head before it can be in reality.
Still doesn't always happen, but it's just a big leg up, you're saying.
You don't fold. You're not going to choke. You don't think, I don't belong here. You're not in awe of the situation. You realize, I'm just as valiant a warrior as they are. I can win.
There you go. All right, anything else sports-wise?
Yeah, the Red Hawks got rained out. They got a doubleheader tonight. I mean, talk about if you want to get to know this team, starting at 5 o'clock, they play two back-to-back, seven-inning games. That's something smart that they do in the American Association. They don't do in the pros, so they can play a rained-out yesterday, doubleheader today, and if we don't get rained out, great chance to see a wonderful team. 5 o'clock.
All right, there you go. Couple of the things we didn't get to earlier in news headlines. One, very disturbing story out of Halstead, North Dakota.
Oof.
Reported first yesterday that the mayor had been arrested, and I guess all we knew at that point is there was some sort of sexual assault. Now we know a little bit more. The mayor of Halstead charged yesterday with raping a female acquaintance last week. Steve Sortland, 44, made an initial appearance yesterday in Norman County District Court after prosecutors filed felony charges of first-degree criminal sexual conduct and third-degree criminal sexual conduct. The Forum of Fargo-Moorhead reporting on this that, according to the criminal complaint, an employee at the Halstead Senex called the Norman County Sheriff's Office last Thursday to report a distraught female victim was at the store. The woman told deputies she wanted to report something but was afraid for the safety of her children. The woman said she was at Sortland's home, they had consensual sex. Sortland later asked her to perform a sex act on him using a toy. This is really getting disturbing.
Uh-oh.
Sortland had never shown an interest in that kind of thing before and had taken a sleeping pill that day, so the woman refused. Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to say anymore. This is more than just this should be in a newspaper, quite honestly. My gosh.
Well, that's the mayor of Halstead.
Yeah. Anyway, it's very disturbing.
Is he running for re-election?
I don't know. I think he's going to be running for,
first degree.
Some sort maybe, did they have a student council in jail? I don't know. They're running for something other than...
They don't have a lot of toys in jail.
The dispute, I guess, is whether this was consensual is the bottom line. But she's reporting some very disturbing things that I'm not going to go into details. But if you want to buy the Fargo Forum today or go online, check it out, you can find out more.
Salacious.
Police also say a man was shot in the leg in a robbery behind a South Fargo convenience store yesterday afternoon.
Not far from here.
Fargo Police Sergeant Chris Helmick said the gunshot victim, whom police have not identified, was in a parking lot behind the Loaf and Jug convenience store, which is at 1833 South University Drive, right across from Sanford Health and Nativity School and Church and all of that. Anyway, with a small caliber pistol as they were taking his wallet and cell phone. The wound isn't expected to be life-threatening. The victim taken to Ascension Health. Police took an initial but unconfirmed report. The suspect left in a blue Chevy Tahoe. Authorities plan to release a more detailed description of the suspects. Officers continue to work the scene more than an hour after the robbery, reaching out to potential witnesses. Very unusual circumstances to have it happen early in the day in a heavily traveled parking lot. Shooting victim called police at 4:57 from a trailer home in the 600 block of Countryside Trailer Court South, just east of 25th Street between 5th and 7th Avenue. He told police his friends had given him a ride to the trailer following the shooting. All right? A less disturbing story has to do with a plan to revitalize downtown Williston. That sounds like a good idea, doesn't it?
Boy, they got some serious bucks. Did you say $3 billion in sales tax? That doesn't seem possible.
Yes, it is. $3 billion in Williston.
That's just wild.
I know. And again, the number in Fargo's in the $2 billions. So they blow by.
But that's still a lot of money. And they take that times, 7% is it?
You're making me want to quote the exact number now. So I'm going to pull out my little report here. We're going to talk about this with Corey Fong next hour. But I use this number a lot because when people on the eastern end of North Dakota have trouble comprehending the impact from the oil and gas renaissance, the North Dakota miracle, as I call it. And by the way, the North Dakota miracle is all-encompassing. You know, I believe we are, you look at our growing season, and it's hard to say we are not blessed to have the bounty that we have in agriculture, right? So, and pulling oil from rock, and the amount of it we have in North Dakota also makes us blessed. So we're blessed in many ways. So when I say North Dakota miracle, that's not just all about oil. It's about everything.
It's about God.
It's about everything. And it is. It's about being on the right side of the good Lord, I think, to be able to produce that kind of a bounty. Anyway, where am I? Williston and Fargo. I was going to compare those two. Fargo's taxable sales and purchases in 2012, $2,640,000, okay? How big of a city is Fargo? And, you know, official census population, just over 100,000, all right? Williston, and what number did I just tell you?
20,000, but you said 3 billion. 3 billion.
Yeah, now Fargo, again, we're comparing Fargo at 2.6 billion with 105,000 people. Williston, 14,000 people by census. There's probably
20.
At least. Yeah. I'd say more likely 25. But $3.5 billion. Almost $1 billion more than Fargo with one-fourth the population.
That's radical.
It is. That's the that one statistic is all you need to know. That's why we have the 28% growth. It's pretty extraordinary.
However, they could really revitalize downtown and make Williston look like a
well. Anyway, it's
a jewel.
It's dividing Williston right now. It's not going over well. Amy Dalrymple writes about this for the Forum News Service. A Chicago developer wants to revitalize downtown Williston with a $16 million investment, but opponents say the idea and the loss of an existing parking lot would be detrimental to business. They're proposing a six-story complex on Williston's Main Street that would house retail office space, 45 apartments, and underground parking. The Renaissance on Main would replace a city-owned parking lot, and it's created a divide among Williston City commissioners and residents. Commissioners voted 3-2 in favor of this. We'll make a final decision on selling the lot at a special meeting tonight. So if you care about this and you're listening in Williston, tonight's the night to let your voice be heard. Mayor Ward Kozer, supporter of the project, said no one has ever proposed such a large private investment for the city's downtown. Think about that. Private investment. Nobody's saying we need this government handout or we need that subsidy or anything else. But parking in downtowns are always controversial, or lack thereof. The other news story I wanted to mention, President Obama did last night approve Governor Dalrymple's request for a federal disaster declaration to help 16 North Dakota counties and the Spirit Lake Indian Reservation recover from flooding. The declaration makes flooding federal funding available to help communities cover the cost of flood mitigation and flood recovery efforts. Benson, Botno, Cass, Cavalier, Eddie, Foster, McHenry, and Pembina.
Good news.
Ramsey, Renville, Richland, Roulette, Towner, Trail, Walsh, and Wells County, as well as the Spirit Lake Indian Reservation included. All right, more coming up. We have a statistic on comparing bars and churches. Share you that with you and get the weather next. Don't go away.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl Tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give a 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it. And it's North Dakota made.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Friend Scott Hillen on KTGO AM 1090, the only talk radio in the Bakken. Glad you're listening as we wake up in the booming Bakken region today and get rolling for another day. Who am I kidding? Wake up. Most of us woke up at the crack of dawn, right? Long, long ago. We're about ready for a midday break here, for crying out loud. It's lunchtime for a lot of folks in the booming Bakken. Also, to our listeners on the East, AM 1100. The flag covering eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota. Thank you. Glad you're listening and tuned in today. We'll be joined shortly by K-Fire, KCJB, KLTC, and Steve Bakken and I will crank up What's on Your Mind momentarily. For our listeners in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota that are interested in the Farm Bill, there is an Ag Roundtable with a Farm Bill update today that both Congressman Kevin Cramer and Congressman Colin Peterson, the ranking member of the U.S. House Ag Committee, will host in Moorhead this afternoon, 2 o'clock, providing an update on the 2013 Farm Bill and also gauging any questions or taking questions or comments from audience members as well. It'll be at the Courtyard by Marriott, 2 o'clock today. We spoke yesterday with Kevin Cramer about that, but just wanted to remind you that that is happening today. All right? Let's check weather here as well for you. Fargo, Moorhead, and the Valley. Showers and thunderstorms likely today, mostly cloudy with a high near 76. Southeast wind about 11 to 15, gusts as high as 20, chance of precip 70%. New rainfall amounts, between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher amounts during thunderstorms, of which we'll get some tonight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low around 57. Wind southeast 8 to 15, chance of precip 50%. New rainfall amounts tonight, between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. And again, that doesn't include thunderstorms.
Tomorrow, Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, high near 67. Friday night, showers, low about 50. Saturday, showers, cloudy, high near 59. 44 degrees Saturday night in June. Sunday does look to be the best day of the week, as always. Sunny with a high near 65 degrees. All right, let's check the oil patch and find out how things are looking there weather-wise. Showers and thunderstorms, possibly a thunderstorm today, but showers, likely a high near 57. Again, chance of precip 100%. Can you believe that? Tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, low around 47, breezy. Northeast wind 16 to 20 tonight, gusts as high as 29. Be gusting today up to 28 miles an hour. And the new rainfall amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch possible today, and a quarter and a half inch tonight. Showers tomorrow near 52, breezy with a north wind at 17 to 21, gusts as high as 30. Chance of precip tomorrow, you ready for this? Northwest North Dakota, 100%. Man alive. Showers before 1 a.m. Friday night. Sunny finally Saturday, high near 63. Sunday mostly sunny at a high near 66. So that's what you have weather-wise to look forward to. Right now, 52 degrees in the Boom and Bakken, 66 degrees in the Valley. We'll continue to update you on weather as we go throughout the program. All right, coming up momentarily, by the way, What's on Your Mind? We'll be joined by Corey Fong, State Tax Commissioner. North Dakota's booming economy. Do you think it'll slow down? Can this boom continue? Are we a juggernaut? These are some of the questions we're going to tackle today on the program. Farmers. Tom Campbell will join us as well. He is a potato farmer. We'll get an update on the planting difficulties with all this rain from one grower and welcome input from other growers as well. How much planting do you have left done? Is anybody done? Anybody done planting? I'm not sure that anybody's done yet. Might have been into some pretty good momentum, but with this latest rain, that sort of fell apart on everybody. We're going to dig into this issue of the bars, of how many bars are in North Dakota, and whether that's a bad thing. We lead the United States in the ratio of bars to residents in North Dakota. And somebody earlier asked the question, well, how many churches do we have per capita? I think Steve Bakken brought this up. And our ACE team has dug up this statistic. We have the lowest percentage of non-religious people of any state. We also have the most churches per capita of any state. So at a minimum, does the fact that, we have the most churches balance the fact that we have the most bars? I think both are an indication of neighborliness, of reasons to live in North Dakota that I see as a positive. I really do. More churches per capita of any state. There, ladies and gentlemen, is a better way to look at, let's do a study on that, rather than a study on how many bars there are. The forum editorial is going to be a subject of our discussion because they're writing today, how many bars are enough? It's an indication in their view of a booze-loving culture that won't be changing soon no matter the pain and trauma caused by alcohol abuse. The state is the number one in the nation in ratio of bars to residents, a ranking that has no reason to celebrate. But there it is. There's no getting around it no matter the minor fault critics might find with statistical analysis. Most North Dakotans can confirm the findings with their eyes. Visit any city or small town in the state. Even the smallest viable town will have one. Maybe as many as three watering holes. Is that a bad thing? Not so sure. Anyway, those topics and more straight ahead. Steve Bakken joins me. More importantly, you join us for your take on the news of the day. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 for What's on Your Mind.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken roofs. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse.
They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.